This is episode 90 of Ron's Update. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I just finished up a run out at Stone Mountain. Very slow run. It was a little bit of trail, a little bit of road, and a whole lot of slow. That's what I put in my log today. I started out at the playground on the backside of the mountain, for anybody that knows Stone Mountain Park, and did a 5-minute walk towards the nature trail area. Then went into the woods and got on the Cherokee Trail and ran back and ran until I hit the road that goes out the backside of the mountain by Evergreen Resort area, and went up the big hill and ran over to the bird sanctuary and ran on the trail over there. And then once I finished that up, I ran back down the big hill, hit the trail, Cherokee Trail again, and ran back to the start, more or less. It was a very slow run, walk, but that was fine. You know my philosophy for the year here with my sore muscle. I'm just putting in time, and however fast I go, that's how fast I go. I feel that doing it this way, I'll be getting in my minutes and overall time. I may not be going as fast, but it'll give me a better chance to heal than trying to push the pace. And as I recover, I will then start picking up speed. And since this is the winter time and I'm just in basically a base training mode right now, it's not really a big deal. It's more important for me to get out and keep moving than it is worrying about how many miles I go. So I feel good about what I'm doing. Yesterday I just went over to Lilburn Park and walked for 30 minutes. So I've been sticking pretty good to my theory. I did 30 minutes yesterday. I've done an hour today. And it seems like it's going to work out. Hopefully I'll stick to it for the year. That I can't say that it was a resolution or anything. I didn't make any resolutions this year. I've been running too many years to worry about resolutions. I know I would like to get over 1,000 miles this year, but I think what I will do, since I've been doing the run-walk method, I'm looking at 1,000 miles of running and walking, not 1,000 miles of running. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. And that's on top of any bicycling I do. I'd really like to get a lot of bicycling in this year. And that's not a resolution either. That's just, I'd like to up what I did last year. I really didn't ride that much. I probably rode between 500 and 600 miles for the whole year. That's, some people do that in a week, you know. Do what you can do. So I'd like to up that some too. So overall, hopefully doing this kind of a, I won't call it a program, but a workout routine will really up my aerobic base more than I've had last year. Because even though most of the time last year when I was running faster than I have been the start of this year, I wasn't consistent until near the end of the year, because the first half of the year I was hobbling around with my plantar fasciitis and wasn't getting any runs in hardly. So I don't even know if I ended up getting 500 miles for the year. I'll have to go back and look at my logbook and see what it came out. But I'm sure it wasn't over 500 miles of running. When I throw in my running and my cycling, I know I got over 1,000 miles total, which last year my goal was get over 1,000 miles of exercise, but using the bike to get in that 1,000 miles is kind of hokey if you ask me. You know, so this year I want 1,000 miles of running and walking in addition to whatever I do on my bike. So I'm just about ready to drive out of the gate at the park and head home. So I'll wrap this up and talk to you again next time. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.